been so long since I sang that song. Special treat for those who are here early. 1:45. Let's sing it together. Fanny Crosby sharing her hope in writing this song. When the trump of the great archangel its mighty tone shall sound, and the end of the age proclaiming shall pierce the depths profound, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory to take the saints on high, what a shouting in the skies from the multitudes that rise, changed in the twinkling of an eye, changed in the twinkling of the twinkling of an eye, changed, changed, twinkling of an eye. The trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised, changed in the twinkling of an eye. When he comes in the clouds descending, and they who loved him hear, from their graves shall awake and praise him with joy and not with fear. When the body and the soul are united and clothed no more to die, what a shouting there will be when each other's face we see, changed in the twinkling of an eye, changed in the twinkling of an eye, changed in the twinkling of an eye. The trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be sown in weakness shall then be raised in power, and the songs of the blood-bought millions shall hail that blissful hour, when we gather safely home in the morning and night's dark shadows fly. What a shouting on the shore when we meet to part no more, changed in the twinkling of an eye, changed in the twinkling, in the twinkling of an eye, changed in the twinkling of an eye. The trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised, changed in twinkling, in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not late. It was just that Brother Paul played that song and I just couldn't hold back. I've always enjoyed singing that song. It's one of the great truths of the New Testament, the resurrection chapter we read about being changed in a moment, in the NIV, in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. I always enjoyed this song, this one line. I know Fanny Crosby didn't mean it that way, but at the end of the second verse, what a shouting there will be when each other's face we see. I kind of smile with my friends about that one. But I'm sure there's supposed to be shouts of joy and recognition, and it's not supposed to be scary. Remember, we had a lady at church, sometimes she would testify. I know the things about the Lord's return were very precious to her, but she had her ideas. And I remember one thing she said that was always puzzling. I never got to ask her. She would say, the twinkling of an eye. You know, the twinkling of an eye can take a long time. That one really puzzled me. I never got to ask, but I'd sometimes, envision this eye that was like 95 miles round and maybe
took one. I don't know what she meant. But anyway, I don't think the Lord was trying to mislead us here. Maybe she meant that we're being changed now as we look to the Lord. I don't know what she meant. But anyway, here I'd just like to read to you as we begin this morning, the Apostle Paul writing to the saints in Corinth. I declare to you, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery, or behold, I show you a mystery. A mystery in the Bible is also not some eerie story, but rather it's a truth that has been understood or hidden from general view, and now the apostle is sharing the truth, opening it up, and that's what he means when he says mystery here. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And though when my course is finished, and victors palm my wave, to thee will I give the glory, O thou who art mighty to save. To thee will I give the glory, O thou who art mighty to save. I'm sure somebody must know that. A lady in our church, Sister Frieda Noyak, remember her? Once my father said, today you could sing your testimony. And not everybody did, but she stood up. I still remember her saying, obedience is better than sacrifice. Oh, Jesus. She sang this one, thou art mighty to save. And it really goes flying away in the chorus if you start it high enough. And she did great. To thee will I give the glory. To God be the glory. All glory to Jesus, our Savior. Hallelujah. He has done it. It is finished. The work is done. Hallelujah. This victory over death, the last enemy, but Jesus conquered death. Jesus conquered death. And one day, soon, that victory will be manifested in us. Hallelujah. Then shall be brought to pass. In Isaiah 25, you read that victory happened on Calvary's holy mountain when the veil was removed and the great feast was spread. Hallelujah, come, here is our God. We have waited for him and for his salvation. On this mountain, the veil will be removed, and all this wonderful victory shall be realized or shall be accomplished. Oh Lord, we love you and we thank you for all you have done. before us and what we can look forward to, what we have experienced and what we are looking forward to. It's a bright, shining hope in our hearts. And we thank you, Lord. Make it to abound by the power of the Holy Ghost, the God of hope. Fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Let it be, dear Lord, and let us be steadfast and immovable and always abounding in your service. Our labor is not in vain in the Lord. It doesn't end here. In this life, there's a life to come. Eternal life begins below. Just thinking, I was telling you how I was thinking about mortality, but I didn't let it push me down. I thought of Jesus' word at Lazarus' grave. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? I talked about Brother Jim. Was that yesterday? And I went to his funeral, and his wife had gone to be with the Lord a little while before, and so the gravestone was already there for her, and it was engraved beautifully. And they just had to add Brother Jim and his dates, and it was all finished. But I was so impressed with their gravestone, for it was that verse from John 11 that I just quoted, but from a little different translation. And I thought, they were preachers of the gospel, and they're preaching. Anybody that walks by their grave is going to read a sermon. And it was, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. But they left that part on. It didn't just, on a lot of gravestones you see, I am the resurrection and the life. But they left the whole verse, and then it said, do you believe this? That was the newer translation. I thought, wow, that is so, it hits you and it grips you. Do you believe this? It doesn't end here. It doesn't end here. Hallelujah. Let's sing 316. 316. once more on that third verse. Gotta let that really sound out from your heart. My sin, all the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole. His nail to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well
with my soul, with my soul. It is well with my soul.
And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. And Lord, 'tis for thee, for thy coming we wait. The sky, not the grave, is our goal. O trump of the angel, O voice of the Lord, even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well. Is it the voice or the trump of the angel and the voice of the Lord? Someone, I haven't sung that in so long. Either way. Thank you. Sky, not the grave, is our goal. O trump of the angel, O voice of the Lord. Blessed hope, blessed rest of my soul. Amen.